Yesterday's sermon was entitled Women with Influence. Because of our observance of Women's Day, the focus of the message was on the influence women have had and still have over people, and on men in particular. During the message, I intended to mention the influence one particular woman had on me. While an undergraduate at Winthrop University, a young woman approached me and invited me to an InterVarsity Christian Fellowship group meeting. I can't recall where I was and don't know why she asked me. She told me where and what time the group was going to meet and said she hoped to see me there. I'm not sure why I decided to go, but I did. That meeting changed my life forever. Over the next few days and weeks, that young woman befriended me and gave me a green-covered Living Bible, a gesture I'll never forget. I don't know if I even had a Bible of my own at that time. I will never forget how reading from that Bible, the book of Isaiah, I began to experience and see God in a way I had never before. It brought a realism to my faith and a consciousness of God I hadn't had before that remains to this day. I have no doubt this experience started me on the faith journey that I am presently on today. All this because a woman who seemed to me to have a genuine faith in Christ invited me to a Christian group meeting. Women and men, you all have influence, and you are influencing people every day, especially those closest to you, living with you, and working with you. Whether many of them will be saved depends on your influence. What kind of influence are you having on those you care the most about and other people you know and have contact with? Let's all make a collective effort to allow our influence to lead the ones we care about most and all others to Christ. I hope you have a good Memorial Day, and until next time, blessings.